Hello. Took you this long to call me? Are you talking to another girl? I'm gonna kill any girl that tries laying a finger on you. I'm just kidding. It's okay. I know you got stuff to do. Anyway, did you have a nice trip home? Oh. Okay. Do you ride the after-school buses, or do you drive yourself home? Yeah, that's what I suspected too. Interesting. I like knowing these little things about you. On my way home, I thought a lot about when we kissed earlier. I like the way your hot, slimy tongue felt in my mouth. So, what did you like about me during our kisses? Come on now. Don't be afraid to speak up. I know you're shy, but it's okay. You can tell me. I won't tell anyone. Oh, that was the first time a girl's kissed you before? Aw, you are adorable. How much did you like it? Yeah, I know. I just wanted to hear you say it. Your dick was throbbing pretty fucking hard when you forced your tongue into me after I told you to use your tongue. Do I really make you that crazy? Also, did you enjoy watching me run off when I said goodbye to you? Yeah? You saw my skirt flip up a couple of times? Yeah, it is a pretty short skirt. One of my favorites. It feels nice when I run in it because I feel the fabric right up my ass. And the more I run, more of my ass gets exposed. I bet you drooled watching my big, plump ass jiggle up and down with each stride I made. Aww. You're not alone, cutie. I almost salivated feeling my skirt right up the way it did. Before we start getting nasty with each other again, I wanna ask you, have you been thinking about the question I asked you earlier? The one about us being together? Yes, you have been thinking about it. Okay, so did you want to be exclusive? Hurry, an hour's plenty of time to have made up your mind about this. I can't believe you. Aww. No need to apologize. Did you actually think I was mad at you? You're so innocent. I thought you would have known this time that I was just messing with you. I like toying with your mind. I would never do anything seriously mean to you, of course. I just think it's irresistible when you stutter and trip over your words and try to explain yourself. So, back to the question. Would you like to date me? Or, not even date me, but I can stop hanging around other guys if you want. If you don't want to be with me, cause, you know, my reputation and all, that's okay with me. I understand. But really, let your guard down around me, okay? I don't want you to think that it's just because I'm messing with you. Look, I do love teasing you. I like pushing your buttons and calling you a loser and a geek. But I don't really mean to hurt you. I just think you're adorable when you blush. Oh, don't lie. Don't act so tough. I know you like it when a girl bullies you a little bit. It was written all over your face when I called you a porn-addicted freak and a cum brain. You're doing the thing that I like again. Fumbling with your words and trying to stay calm. I make you crazy, don't I? By the way, don't worry about what my friends will think about us. Sure, they are pretty mean sometimes, but they're just teasing. They're like that with everyone. It's kinda how we bond. Let's say, for some reason, they end up not liking you. I'd rather drop them than lose you. A guy like you is hard to come by. Alrighty, that's fine with me. It's only been a little more than an hour since I asked you, after all. And it is a pretty serious question. I can't expect you to make up your mind about it this quickly. I guess I just can't really think straight after you handled me so roughly earlier. I need to calm myself down. I'm a little impatient about seeing you again, I must say. Actually, since we have one more day to redo our project, I'll just wait to finish it after school, tomorrow. Then we could see each other again soon. Most people finished it today. I saw their finished projects when I walked past the study hall area when my ride was here. But, I mean, there is still one more day to do it, so we'll have an excuse in case any teacher sees us together. I wouldn't blame you if you'd feel embarrassed getting seen with the school slut. Although, it might just be only us after school tomorrow. Nobody really stays after on a Friday. It's nice to have that excuse of redoing the project though. You know, just in case any nosy teachers ask us or some other kids stay after school and they try bothering us or anything like that. But really, I highly doubt anyone except a few teachers will be lingering around after school tomorrow. We'll practically be all alone. We could have some more fun together after my project is done. It shouldn't take too long to complete. So, since we've decided to save the project for tomorrow, we still have all this free time left right now. And we're still on the line together. Did you want to talk some more? I like hearing your voice. I talked a lot today at school, and right now. So, because of all my talking, I didn't get to learn about you as much as I wanted to. What do you usually do first when you get home from school? I see. What do you have to eat when you get home from school? Aw, I like that too. Maybe I should walk you home after school one day so I can eat dinner with you. Sounds like a lot of fun. I could actually see what your house is like. I'm especially curious about your room. We can lay on your bed and hang out. Show me the types of shows you like to watch. Oh, that reminds me. Ever play any video games when you're done with your homework? Oh, really? I never expected to- I'm just kidding. You look like the type to play video games a lot. What are your favorite things to play? How about I come over sometime and you can show me how to play? Sounds like there's something you're really passionate about. You must be an expert. Don't they have tournaments for that kind of stuff? Yeah? Well, sounds like something up your alley. I would support you if you wanted to compete. Do you play video games every day, or do you just... Oh, sometimes you do other stuff. Like what? I think I know what. But I want to hear it come out of your mouth using your voice. That's what I was looking for. That's what I wanted you to say. Before November, how many times a day did you jerk off? You really can't control yourself, can you? You're such a pervert. I mean, when I showed you those pictures earlier today, and somehow much you blushed at them, I kinda knew you were, like, weird, but... Gosh, you sure do like touching yourself a lot, don't you? What would your parents say if they knew that you did it this much? Well... A master of stealth, I see. If you had gotten caught, it would have been really embarrassing. They have no idea, do they? Sometimes you'd even do it in the morning. You could use your morning fap time for something productive, like organizing your backpack or stretching. I guess you're just that addicted to masturbating, huh? You seem to be unable to keep your urges contained. It's like they control you. I know I called you a loser and stuff earlier, and that I teased you for fapping so much, but honestly, that really turns me on. Like, a lot. Hey, loser. Tell me more about the things that you like to watch while touching yourself. I want to know all your weaknesses. Tell me about why they turn you on. I need to know how to mess with my little geek. Or... maybe? Don't tell me, dork. Up to you. You can just stay on the line, then I can describe some things for you. You don't have to say anything. I know what you'll like based on your breathing. Sound like a plan? Okay. I wish I could be rubbing your bulge and staring at the bulge in your pants like I was earlier, but I guess breathing will just have to do for now. Okay. From those pictures I showed you earlier today, I have a feeling you must like feet. Are you shy about it? There's no need to be shy about anything with me. What would you like better? Having my feet rubbed onto your bulge? Or for me to stick them in your face instead? Don't have to say anything. Remember, just use your imagination. I will know what you like based on your breathing. Remember, I'm an expert at this. Now think, black or white stockings? I personally like sheer black ones better. I think your gooey cum all over my pantyhose soles would make them look prettier than they already are. You know what else I'd like to do with you? Swap more spit. With how messy our kisses were earlier today, I bet you would love for me to run my tongue up and down your neck, leaving my drool all over you. I'll even spit in your mouth if you're into that sort of thing. We should definitely experiment next time that we see each other in person. I couldn't help but notice one of your hands kept wandering down to my thighs while we were kissing earlier. What? Were you too afraid to touch them? Too scared I would force your head down there in between them? I could suffocate and smother you with them if you wanted me to. That sounds like fun. Watching you sandwiched between my big, pillowy, thick, milky white thighs, struggling to breathe. How you would gasp for more air, but wouldn't ask for me to release you from my grasp. You would like the feeling too much to ask to be let go. Wouldn't you, cutie pie? You'll be all nice and snuggly between my big, thick, meaty thighs. You would make the most adorable little whimpers while caught in between my legs. Hearing how the pace of your breathing changes with each thing I've described so far is really turning me on. You're really sensitive to sexual stuff, aren't you? Is it only because you'd been restraining yourself from touching yourself this past month and you've just been acting different because of that? Or do you always get this excited? You're so adorable. I like the way your breathing is really like. You can hear what. Sorry, my mom wants to come into my room, but I'll call you back later. She's just checking in right now. She'll be gone soon. My family's going out to eat, and I'll be staying here. We can call again right after she says bye to me. Does that sound okay for you? Okay. Kisses.